Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Bay Area today, the San Francisco Peninsula. This is the land of fog, steep hills, and unbelievable innovation. We are talking about California's 15th District. If you have ever taken a medicine that saved your life, there is a decent chance it was invented here. And we are profiling the man who represents this biotech hub, Democrat Kevin Mullen.
Kevin Mullen is such an interesting figure because he is basically political royalty in San Mateo County, but not in the Kennedy sense, more in the beloved local teacher sense. His father was Gene Mullen, who taught civics for 32 years and then served in the state assembly. Kevin grew up breathing local politics. He started on the city council, then went to the state assembly, and finally succeeded Jackie Speier in Congress. He has prepared for this job his entire life.
And because he is a civics kid, his obsession is voting. He calls himself the architect of vote by mail.
And he has the receipts to prove it. When he was in the California State Assembly, he wrote the bill that made California a permanent vote by mail state. Before that, you had to request an absentee ballot. Mullen said no, just send one to every registered voter. Critics said it would be a disaster, but it resulted in record turnout. Now that he is in Washington, he introduced the Universal Right to Vote by Mail Act of 2025. He wants to take the California model national. He argues that in the 21st century, nobody should have to stand in line for 3 hours to vote.
He is also sitting on a very powerful committee now, Energy and Commerce.
This is the assignment you want if you represent the 15th district. We call this district the biotech capital of the world. South San Francisco is home to Genentech and hundreds of other life science companies. These are the people curing cancer, literally. Being on Energy and Commerce gives Mullen oversight over the FDA and the NIH. He views his job as protecting that innovation ecosystem. He fights for research funding because he knows that the next breakthrough drug is probably sitting in a beaker in his district right now.
But he isn't just a pro-business Democrat. He has been incredibly aggressive against the current administration on immigration.
He has. In January 2026, he made national headlines by introducing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. This was after those massive ICE raids in the Bay Area. Mullen represents a district that is 40% foreign-born. Daly City has a huge Filipino population. He saw federal agents detaining his constituents, and he went nuclear. He argued that the raids violated due process. It showed that even though he is a, quote, fallacy nerd, he is willing to throw a punch when his community is threatened.
We also have to talk about the Poverty Line Act.
This is a great example of him understanding his district. The federal poverty line is the same whether you live in rural Mississippi or downtown San Francisco. But $15,000 a year in San Francisco means you are homeless. Mullen introduced a bill to adjust the poverty line based on the cost of living. It sounds technical, but it would mean millions more people in expensive areas like the Bay Area would finally qualify for federal help. He calls it math with a conscience.
He is the civics teacher's son who modernized voting.
And the defender of the biotech peninsula.
That is our profile for California's 15th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.